Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Joe. It's always great to have you come by.
So lots to talk about regarding the most recent ADM school board meeting, starting with some aspects that were discussed during the focus on learning. Always good to start our conversations with that since you kind of start your meetings with that. So talk a little bit about the curriculum revision cycle.
Yes, we've really done an examination of our curriculum revision process, and we've wanted to improve it. So basically what we did last night is outline to our school board those improvements and gave them a peek at our cycle as it stands, when different content area teams will be in curriculum revision, and what's the work that we're going to do when they're in it. So we're really excited. We think that's the heart of what we do. It's really important work. So we've just reflected on how we can improve that process, and we shared that in full with the board. We will start with that process as it stands in a new sort of way with our math curriculum team. They're our first pre-K through 12 curriculum team that will start going through this work, and we actually start today. So we're excited. It's really important for us to let our board know how we do that work because it's essential to students.
All right. Now, also in the focus on learning, you discussed student achievement goals for the current school year. So what can you tell me about what was discussed with that?
Basically, it stems from having a new state assessment, you know, that ISASP test, as the acronym stands. We received our data from the state in November, and what that gives us an opportunity to do is to reformulate our student achievement goals around that state assessment. We'll also focus this year on the FAST assessment, which is the early literacy assessment that we give to our students in the elementary level. So we talked with them about that process. We've reformulated those in terms of district goals. Now our building level administrators are working with their leadership teams to establish building goals that are aligned to the district goals. And then the third component that we'll work on once we get back from break will be having our collaborative teams develop their SMART goals, as they're called, another acronym, their SMART goals that are aligned to their building goals. So it's kind of a refresh of our process, and we're pretty excited about the work to come.
Absolutely. Now, much of the action items related to the new elementary building. So talk a little bit about the latest on that and the bonding and everything like that involved with the new building.
Right. The big part of it was we approved the resolution to issue the $9,995,000 of GO bonds for the school. That's the first phase. We'll issue the remaining of the bond issue amount this spring, we anticipate. So we received a really good rate when we received those bids last month. And so we're just really excited. The bids will be let in December. We'll receive bids in January, and we're hoping for a really good bid. So keep us in mind, but we're hoping for a really good bid, and so we can start work as soon as the weather permits.
All right. Now, a couple more things to talk about here today. You approved a mental health services agreement with LifeWorks. Very important topic and issue going on in schools throughout the country. So talk a little bit more about this.
Yeah, you're very right, Joe, that this is a growing need. We did some research and engaged in some conversations with two providers, and we've decided to go with LifeWorks. Really, it's an agreement where they'll provide mental health therapy for students if students are referred and parents agree, and it's all billed through their parents' insurance. And we just think it's a really good relationship that a lot of schools are developing with outside providers, and this gives us the ability to have LifeWorks provide those services. And hopefully they'll get started this next semester, and then we'll build towards really our true implementation of this service for next fall. So it's a big move for us. Our counseling team is really excited to have this partnership, and we're hoping to see it grow.
All right. Now, you mentioned that part of it will be paid for by the parents' insurance. So it's basically a joint venture for both the school and the parents, correct?
It really is. I mean, the billing is all handled through LifeWorks. Basically, a referral is made, and if parents decide, that's between them and LifeWorks. You know, so we just allow them to come in and use our space, and that's really kind of the relationship. So they're not district employees or anything like that. It's just an agreement to offer that to parents if they so choose.
All right. A couple more things. There was an agreement reached with Grundmeier Leader Services, GLS, for the activities director search. You also are ongoing with the search for the business manager. So talk a little bit more about these and the agreement and the progress of the search.
Yes, I'll start with the business manager search. Of course, most folks are aware that Nancy G who's been with us for 10 years, is doing something crazy and wanted to retire. So we're in the midst of the search for her replacement. We have finalist interviews coming up on the 18th of this month, and we hope to have the new hire in place in January so Nancy can start her retirement. So we wish her the best. She's been phenomenal for us in every respect. So big shoes to fill, but we're excited for the process. And again, the finalist interviews will be on the 18th with hopefully the new person starting sometime in January. So additionally, we have the activities director position that was made available when our AD left in August. We decided to fill that with an interim this year. Larry Mockelstad from Boone, who's a retired AD, agreed to come and fill the gap for a year, and he's done a tremendous job. But we're going to look for the full-time replacement starting in this month and hopefully conclude that in March, and GLS will help facilitate that search as well. So we're excited about both.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to ask you about today. It was the first meeting with a new board, essentially. You had two new board members. So talk a little bit about that and your new members of the board.
Yeah, it was a great start. You know, Tim Canny was nominated for and approved by the board to remain as board president, and Barb Banward was also nominated to be the vice president again. So those two will remain in those leadership positions. And then we did welcome first Kim Roby. She left. She was a board member for 15 years for us, and we'll miss her tremendously. She decided not to run again. So last night was her last board meeting. Pat Steele, we said goodbye to Pat as well. He filled the vacancy that was created when Kelly Book left the board when they moved. And Pat came in and filled that vacancy for us for several months, and we wish him the best. And then we welcomed Heath Hockenberry and Nikki West to our board last night. Nikki was unable to be there due to a work conflict that was not able to be changed. But Heath was there, and we welcome them both. They're going to be tremendous board members, and I'm really excited to have them join us. So it was great to get started.
All right. Well, Superintendent Greg Dufault, anything else that you'd like to mention about ADM or the school board meeting?
Well, no. We just really, all of us at ADM, wish everybody a happy holidays, and we hope everyone gets a chance to enjoy family and friends over this time.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Dufault. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.